Hi, my name is Kristen Moran from Numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Shell Mendelson, who divides her time between California and Texas. Welcome, Shell. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Kristen. It's an honor.
Shell, can you start by describing your ideal client?
Absolutely. So my ideal client are typically, number one, diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. And they have a range of college graduate, the corporate executives, and retirees seeking purpose in their life, and virtually everything in between. And I work with those who basically have no clue what they want to do in their life, to those that are pretty much paralyzed because they have too many things that they want to do. I consider it a privilege to be a part of an often fierce journey from fogginess to clarity. And my strength is in offering a process that allows them to truly experience all the possibilities, even those that may seem impossible.
Yeah, definitely. So how do you help your clients achieve their goals? What's your process?
Essentially, I received my training as a career counselor and coach many, many years ago from Richard N. Bowles, who wrote What Color is Your Parachute? And over the years, I've continued to use the parachute method. And in fact, it's evolved quite a bit for me. And I now see it as the number one process and method of choice for career coaching my ADHD clients, because it allows my clients to openly and unapologetically identify their truest and most authentic preferences, and then to safely identify the skills and the fields that they're fascinated with, and those that might have been hidden for several years. It actually allows their skills and their preferences to come out and breathe once and for all. And the path becomes clearer and clearer throughout the process. As they're moving through it, their ideas begin to flow, their opportunities develop that once seemed impossible. Then I provide resources that make sense for them along the way. And some of them will go on to receive specific training or return to college, intern, coupled with experience and a desire in an entirely, perhaps, new field. So rather than focusing on strengths, the process is basically identifying preferences. And these preferences are always considered strengths. So with ADD, we can have strengths in many areas, as I did as a clerical worker many, many years ago. Ultimately, I was fired from over 10 jobs because I literally dreaded the work, which impacted my performance, although I was very qualified and one would consider those my skills strengths. So I have become a teacher, a coach, a counselor, a guide, and a mentor within the process, and they know that this journey is not a panacea and that they're often set back. However, they receive the support and guidance that always comes through as we move on to clarity, focus, and then action that gets them to actually where they want to be.
All right. That sounds fantastic. And Shell, what kind of feedback do you typically get from your clients after you've been working together for a while?
Well, some of the outcomes are that, as I said, they very often will return to college or create an internship. They'll transfer their preferred skills into an entirely new field or into a new position that's more aligned with who they are and what makes them happy. And a large number of them actually go on to create their own businesses, often because many of us with ADD, and that includes me, don't do so well working for others, but mostly because it allows them to express their creativity in their new endeavor. And this generates the passion and the energy in a way that many of us are challenged with when we work for someone else. Clients tell me that it is the first time they've felt heard, supported, versus pushed and not judged for any of their dreams. Often people will take whatever they can get, basically, because they don't feel that these opportunities are open to them. And so part of this process allows them to do that, and they really love that. Many of my clients tell me that they really enjoy that once they know what they're meant to do, they receive a number of opportunities that come up, including job offers and conversations with folks who can move them along their career path. So I want to read you one of my favorite reviews, which is actually very recent. My whole approach and emotional relationship to my career change began to transform when I started working with an ADHD career coach, Shel Mendelson. I started to give myself permission to enjoy the journey. If it was going to take longer than I expected, I might as well have a little fun along the way, right? Over the months working with Shel Mendelson, shifts began to happen. I spoke about ADHD in the workplace in front of an audience of 50 people. I got an organization to hire me as a consultant to work on disability in the workplace project. I turned down a contract job and they came back offering me a full-time permanent position. I always envisioned leading a hiking group and starting my own outdoor excursion group. I've now created an opportunity to speak with the founder of a well-known outdoors company to lead a hiking and coaching group. I found a way to make money from those things and be surrounded by people that make me happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And finally, what's your background and how did you get into coaching?
Great question. Well, actually, I've been a coach and I've been a counselor and teacher for most of my life. When I was in my 20s, I was actually, like I said, fired from over 10 jobs because I wasn't doing what I really, really enjoyed. And for those of us with ADHD, you know that if you don't love what you do, the chances are you're not going to deliver in the work that you do. I received a master's degree. It's actually in the career and vocational counseling field. And I was lucky to have found my passion working in the career field early on. And basically, I've never been bored. So career counseling naturally evolved into coaching over 10 years ago. And after my own diagnosis, which was quite recent, my passion for coaching evolved even further into working with ADHD clients, knowing full well all the nuances and the twists and turns that accompany us if we're unmanaged. And then once we're managed, perhaps feeling stuck and helpless to find another way to be ourselves in the work that we do. That's why I love it when a client who has ADHD also has an ADHD coach or a therapist that they're working with who understands the ADHD brain. So that's my background.
That's great, Shel. Thank you again for sharing and thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Kristen.